Have we finished now, I hear you cry? Can we start looking forward now? Well, bear with me a moment or two longer, as I want you to hear a personal tribute to one of Hollywood's golden age actors, Archibald Leach, better known as Cary Grant. For Jenny Newman, he was her Guy Friday. And here's Nikki to tell you why.
I know, I look vaguely familiar.
Yes.
You feel you've seen me somewhere before?
Mm-hmm.
Funny how I have that effect on people. It's something about my face.
It's a nice face.
You think so?
I wouldn't say it if I didn't.
Oh, you're that type.
What type?
Honest.
Not really.
Good, because honest women frighten me.
Why?
I don't know. Somehow they seem to put me at a disadvantage.
Because you're not honest with them?
Exactly.
Like that business about the 7 parking tickets?
What I mean is, the moment I meet an attractive woman, I have to start pretending I've no desire to make love to her.
What makes you think you have to conceal it?
She might find the idea objectionable.
Then again, she might not.
Think how lucky I am to have been seated here.
Well, luck had nothing to do with it.
Fate?
I tipped the steward $5 to seat you here if you should come in.
He was tall, dark and handsome with an unmistakable voice. His name, Cary Grant, although that wasn't his birth name. He was born Archibald Leach and was raised in Bristol. Following a visit to the Bristol Hippodrome, he was bitten by the theatre bug and ran away at the age of 13 to join the Bob Pender Troupe of Acrobats in Norwich. He trained with the troupe and went on to Ipswich, where his father caught up with him and took him back to Bristol to complete his education. Expelled from school at 14, and with the permission of his father, Archie left to meet with Pender again and became a performer within Pender's troupe, the Nippy Nine. Flash forward a few years to 1920, and the Pender troupe was on its way to New York City. After a few months of performing, the troupe returned to England, but without Archie. He liked America so much he decided to stay and went to Los Angeles to try film acting. In 1931, Grant screen tested for Paramount Pictures and was signed to a 5-year contract with the instruction to change his name. After much thought and believing that short names were the fashion, Cary Grant was born. Newly named, Grant featured in films with such superstars as Carol Lombard, Sinners in the Sun, 1932, Marlena Dietrich, Blonde Venus, 1932, and Mae West, She Done Him Wrong, 1933, in which he garnered great attention. West would later claim to have discovered him. According to Grant, his breakthrough feature was with RKO in the 1935 film Sylvia Scarlett. It was also the first of 4 films he starred opposite Hollywood legend Katharine Hepburn. After his Paramount contract ended in 1936, Grant tried freelancing. After a film flopped at the box office, Grant signed a joint contract with RKO and Columbia, allowing him freedom of script choice, but also security with a studio. In 1940, Grant starred in one of my favourite films, His Girl Friday, opposite Rosalind Russell. A dark comedy set in a newspaper room, Grant is the editor who's about to lose his ace reporter, also his ex-wife, played by Russell. As they argue, Grant convinces Russell to stay for one final story, a murder case. The film's dialogue is fast, snappy and overlaps. Based on a stage play, The Front Page, the film gender-swapped Russell's role of Hildy from male to female, pretty progressive for a film in 1940. Other standout films include The Philadelphia Story in 1940 with Katharine Hepburn, a comedy which would also end Hepburn being known as box office poison. One of the most romantic films made, and one that Nora Ephron quoted in her film Sleepless in Seattle, the brilliant An Affair to Remember, 1957, saw Grant star opposite Deborah Carr. Finally, it would be remiss of me not to mention the 1958 Hitchcock thriller North by Northwest. Not only is it a classic, but it's also one of my close friend's favourites, and she adores Cary Grant. It's on my to-watch list too. On November 29th, 1986, Grant suffered a massive stroke. rushed to hospital, he slipped into a coma and passed away later that night, aged 82. He left a wealth of work behind him, which is loved by fans across the globe, and he's considered one of the best leading men Hollywood had seen.
Thank you, Nikki.